Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. From the dawn of time, humans have competed. The world itself has competed. Animals, fighting to survive, fighting to live, fighting to thrive. You didn't hear that. This is going smoothly. From the dawn of time, everything that we know is in competition. And how do we know that the same is not also applicable to rocks? To rocks that humans use. I can't help but shake the idea that at some point humans had a competition with rocks. At some point they were like, I have rock, my rock big, biggest rock. And then some other half ape, half man hybrid shows up, and he pulls up on an even bigger rock. Oh no! He had bigger rock than me! It's unacceptable. I go over there to new land, new big rock, bigger than both! Fuck! And then we go to another one, and they have even bigger rock! Biggest rock! And then eventually they all chisel away at a mountain and roll it down a even bigger mountain, and they claim that rock to be theirs. And they're like, my biggest rock! Biggest rock! I have the biggest rock! And everybody's like, all hail Ape Man with Big Rock. He has biggest. He is God. Biggest rock. And then, because it's a competition, everybody has to one-up. One of these apes, they evolve, because we never stop. We never stop evolving. That's the beauty of us humans. We're like, what better than biggest rock? Two biggest rocks! I have two rocks, both bigger than your rock. I am best. Everybody's like, oh shit. Oh shit, he has two rocks. What the fuck? He has two rocks. What the fuck? He's got two rocks. And somebody pulls up with three rocks. I have three rocks. And they big. And then it just continues. It continues on down until they have, I have 100 rocks. What is 100? We don't even know what 100 is. We haven't even invented math yet. But look at how many rocks he has. 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 rocks. Write it down. Write down that he has all these rocks. He has all the rocks. And we'll make sure that we tell him. He's like, I am the one true rock god. And that's how the Bible was named. And then eventually somebody along the lines, our chimp brains got bigger. They continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Just like our rock collections, our big rock collections. And eventually, one of them was like, I'm going to make something with the rocks. I have home. I have big rock house. Oh, look at that. What good is your rock? You have biggest rock. But I have biggest rock house. What good is your one rock? What can you do with it? Smash! Anybody can smash with anything. But I have rock house! Ho ho, I'm distinguished. And then you know it's a competition, because it's always been a competition, and all of a sudden somebody shows up and they're like, I have bigger rock house! Right next door to your bigger rock house! You thought you were the biggest rock house, huh? You thought you had the biggest! No, sir. I say nay. I have bigger rock house. I have the biggest. And it just continues to progress and progress until one day somebody's like, I have all the rocks and I put them together to make the biggest rock house. I have the biggest. And that is that. And that's the leader. That's the leader for a while, and because he has the biggest rock house, right? And we're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. And then it continued to progress. It continued to escalate because they would travel, and they eventually they were moving tribes, and they decided that they were going to go to distant lands. They were going to go to different areas. They were going to go find different sources of food. It's like, but what about my big rock house? Motherfucker, we need to eat, bitch. It was all fun and games, but now we need to move on. So we're going to move. And that's what you get with Stonehenge. Shit like that. Get these random clusters of stones. Göbekli Tepe and such. Where it was just a very creative caveman that was like, I have the coolest rock house. Check out this one. It's not the biggest, but it aligns with the stars. I don't know why the ape man would have that distinguished accent. Actually, yes, I do, because he was gazing at the stars and becoming enlightened, and yeah, fuck you. How about that? But then it moves on to somebody saying something like, I have traveled the land and found no other rock houses that compare. What the fuck is that? And they stumbled upon the Mayan temples. Something of that caliber. Where they were like, who? Who? My big rock house is nothing. They have the biggest rock house. They have the biggest. I have to do better. I have to do better. And they run along. And little did they know that at the same time that the Aztecs and all of them started the Mayans, they had the same ideas. Because that's just something that we all go down the evolutionary path of being like, my rock house bigger than yours. Big rock house, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Put them together, what do you got? Bippity boppity. Banging, big, beautiful houses. The biggest building. And then one day there's this guy. There's this guy that shows up. There's this guy that shows up and he goes, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And I am going, so help me God, so help me gods, I am going to make the biggest fucking rock house. My rock house will be the best. Now all of you, surrounding me, my queen, my heir, my little boy, my 47 illegitimate children, because condoms were not invented yet. We were off by roughly like 8,000 years, maybe 4,000, depending on the archaeologist. Listen, and listen to me good, servants, put down the big leaf fans. I am your god. I was sent here by Ra himself, Osiris, Atum, all of them, the dog that's barking in the other room. All of them sent me. For what? To rule over you. And your god? Why, your god has decided that it is our mission today and for the rest of our lives to build the biggest rock home the world has ever seen and the world has ever or ever will see. Now you may be asking yourself, both the Hebrews over there and the Egyptian slaves over there and everybody else that we have conquered. You may be asking yourself, why? Why do any of this? Well, Atum, Ta, Ra, Mother Isis, Anubis, all of them have commanded me and deemed me with the task. They've given me the task, and I need your help. A task to build an altar to the gods, to them. And as I told you, I am the link between humanity and those that created us. And I have the power to take a little bit of weight off of that scale when your heart is weighed at the end of your life. And I promise you, anybody that helps me with this project, anybody that is willing, anybody that wants, anybody with the burning red-hot desire of Ra himself, the sun god that grants us life, that rises in the east and sets in the west, bringing life to all. Anybody with the burning hot passion of that fireball that crosses the sky every single day. The one that I have as well, that is tenfold the amount that you're feeling yourself. Anybody that has even an ember of that desire to do great things, to build this thing with me, the greatest rock house anybody has seen and anybody will see. If you come with me, then I can grant you a seat with the gods, the 70 or the 42 council members. We'll take your heart and take that feather and take what you have done into account. So which of you are going to build the biggest fucking rock house this world will ever know? Yeah! And so they began. They began. And they go to this quarry that's right down the street, you know, right down the Nile, and they start chipping away, and they start using all these oak logs, apparently, maybe telekinesis if you want to go off the deep end, and everything in between. Maybe they looked at ants. Maybe they looked at how ants carried things. I don't know, just throwing a fucking theory out there that maybe they looked like ants and looked at ants and they were like, that's a good way to carry big, massive boulders. And maybe they did all these, they came up with all these crazy, these ways because they just needed, they knew deep down that they had to build the biggest rock home ever. And then they did. And that's how the pyramids were built. It was just a monkey. Not because they were from Africa. A monkey was like, I have big rock. And then another monkey was like, I have bigger rock. And that just escalated until we got the fucking pyramids. And that was the period, end of story. And that is, I mean, that's what happened. It was just Khufu. Well, we think it's Khufu. That's up for discussion. Khufu was like, I am going to make the biggest rock home. And that's that. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. My name is Anakin Meeker. If you enjoyed that, share it with a friend. It's the only way this is going to grow. Now get out there and build yourself a big rock home. Go do that. Go build yourself something big. I don't know. Okay, I'm overstaying my welcome. Love you. Bye.
My rock.